It's melted. It's melted. How it's dragon proof? That's not dragon proof, is it? It's not, is it? Because it's melted. It's bollocks. Oh no. Oh, that's gonna be so expensive. Bum. It was my good suit of armor as well. And by good suit, I mean my only suit. I just broken it in and all. It was all comfortable and it wasn't creaky anymore. And now it's melted. Because it's not dragonproof. It's meant to be dragonproof. I paid a premium for dragonproof armor. That is not dragonproof. But it's not all bad. I mean, I still got my sword. It's a short sword now. A very, very short sword. A dagger? It's broken, isn't it? It's just a broken sword. Brilliant! That's amazing. This is great. I'm a knight without armor or a sword. All I have is... Oh, sorry. I am the worst in the world. I am so sorry. I don't mean to make you feel like it wasn't worth it. Of course it was worth it because I rescued you. It's just... It's... Well, they were all I had. My armor and my sword. And now I don't have either of those. So I can't exactly call myself a knight anymore. Great. But it doesn't mean it wasn't worth it. It was absolutely worth it. You are worth it. Because you are my best friend. And you were kidnapped by a dragon. And I got you back. So what if my armor melted? My dragon-proof armor melted. It's fine. So what if my sword broke? It's not like it was very expensive and enchanted. Only not enchanted. They saw me coming. They absolutely saw me coming. But all worth it because you are safe. What? So what? What about the princess? Why would I rescue the princess? I didn't go there for the princess. I went there for you. No, you're right. I am a knight. Sans armor or sword, but, you know, a knight. No. If it's between a princess and you, I'm gonna rescue you because you're my best friend. That's it. Just best friend. Nothing more than that. Just friends. Just friends. So what? You don't understand why the dragon kidnapped you anyway? Are you serious? Are you serious? You're serious. Wow. Have you looked in the mirror recently? Really? Well, yeah, you're not a princess because you're not spoiled and awful and just really shrill. You're you, and you're gorgeous. You're so gorgeous. Just looking at you is like looking at the sun, without the sunburn. You're gorgeous. I mean, I'm just looking at you, and I'm looking at you, and I got distracted. So yeah, you're gorgeous. And now I can say a lot about that dragon. Mostly bad because I'm a knight. She's a dragon. But I cannot fault her taste because she kidnapped you. And you're worth kidnapping. You are just... I mean, not that I've thought about kidnapping you. I would never kidnap you because I'm not a dark knight. And if I was, I mean, we're friends. I mean, it's not like I have thought about it. I mean, I... No. So the dragon... kidnapped you? No, she didn't kidnap the princess. The princess kind of kidnapped herself. No, the dragon was there for you. Just... What do you actually think happened back at the castle? The dragon kidnapped the princess and you got in the way. No. The dragon kidnapped you, and the princess invited herself along for the kidnapping because she couldn't bear to be the one that was not being kidnapped. because she's a princess. And she's annoying and very spoilt. That's why the dragon was ignoring her and I'm focusing on you. Why would the dragon kidnap you? Because you're amazing, because you're gorgeous, because you're so smart and funny. So funny. I mean, you are funny like a bard, but not cringy like a bard. And you can sing, but not like a bard, because you can't actually sing in tune. But that still doesn't mean you're a bad singer, because you're you and you're amazing and very kidnappable. That doesn't sound like a compliment, but it totally is. So the dragon, with excellent taste, of course, was going to kidnap you. Which, of course, was never going to fly with me, because A, I don't have wings, and B, you're mine. Best friend. You're my best friend. And if anyone's going to kidnap you, it's me, because I've turned into a dark knight and I get to wear sexy black armor. It's just something I've thought about, you know, just, you know, sometimes I think about it. Occasionally. But if anyone's going to kidnap you, it's going to be me. Not me, because why would I kidnap you? Because I'm not a dark knight. I'm not even a knight now because I don't have armor because it's melted. Because the dragon didn't want to let you go. Of course she didn't. I mean, I wouldn't let you go. I'm not letting you go. You're my best friend. My best friend. So, yeah. Am I completely sure she wasn't there to kidnap the princess? Oh, darling, you are so adorable. You are just so, so adorable and so oblivious. Just so painfully oblivious. I don't know how you are so oblivious, because you are a catch. You are highly kidnappable. You're funny. Bard funny. You can sort of sing a little bit. If I'm really drunk, I love how you sing. You're smart. You're amazing. And I love friend. Friend. Love friend. Love friend. Friend love. Friend love. Friend love. I friend love you as a friend. As a friend. I friend love you as a friend. As a friend. I love you as a friend. As a friend. Just as a friend. Just as a friend. Just as a friend. So I have thought about kidnapping you. And this is not the time to say this, but I figure I just rescued you from a dragon. So no, I'm not going back for the princess. Why would I go back? Well, she wanted to be kidnapped. She invited herself along on your kidnapping. So she's fine. She's happy. Of course, the dragon's not happy. I mean, why would a dragon be happy? Because I have her treasure. Because it was my treasure first. And I mean, you're not a treasure. I mean, you are my treasure, but you're not a treasure. You're a person. A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. And I figure if I'm ever going to tell you, it should be now. Although I don't have the armor or the sword, so it's not as majestic as I had imagined. Although, I mean, I could become a black knight and then I could have the sexy black armor. And I could kidnap you. And if I kidnap you, I can keep you safe from all the dragons. Because I can't do that right now. Because I don't have a sword. I have a stub. A blunt stub. So, you are my treasure. I treasure you. You are shiny. This is not going well. So I rescued you from a dragon. I risked life and limb to rescue you from a dragon who should never have kidnapped you, because mine, you're mine. You are mine. And I tell everyone that you're mine. And of course, I don't do it when you're around. When you're around, I just kind of glare at them. I go, no, that wasn't a squint. I was glaring. I was glaring. Obviously, I normally have the helmet on, so it's much more impressive. Without the helmet, it's a bit, you know, squinty. But with the helmet, super glary. And they stay away. But, well, you know, dragons. Dragons love treasure, and you're the greatest treasure in the land. The only treasure in the land. So, I rescued you. Because I love you. Not as a friend. Not as a friend. Not at all. Well, yes, as a friend, but not as a friend. I love you. As a dragon loves her treasure. No, ooh, that feels wrong. No, ooh. I love you. I just love you. I adore you. And I didn't think about it. I didn't have a plan. I obviously didn't have a plan. I knocked on the bloody door. I knocked on the door. And that was dumb, because Knight 101, you never knock on the door when you're, you know, going to fight a dragon. But it worked, because the princess was sulking, because you were getting all the attention. Of course you were getting all the attention, but I got in, and I defeated a dragon, and I rescued you. And I don't care about the armor. I mean, I kind of care about the armor, because you said that my ass looked good in the armor, so I, and you said that the sword was, well, you said you liked the way I swung it. So, but I don't have a sword now, and I don't have any armor. All I have is me. I'm just a knight, standing in front of her treasure, telling you that I love you. I adore you. And I will always, always rescue you when you get kidnapped, because you are probably going to get kidnapped again, because you are really, you're you. And you're shiny. You're so shiny, and I'm not the best knight in the world. No, I'm not. I mean, you're so sweet. But we both know that as far as knights go, I'm not great. But when it comes to saving you, rescuing you, keeping you safe, I will do whatever I can. And I don't care how many suits of armor get ruined, and I don't care how many swords get broken. All I care about is you. Because you are... I love you. I adore you. You are just everything to me. You love me too. As a friend. Of course, as not a friend. We're not friends. Oh, we're not friends. I love you. Okay, I'm about to make a noise that isn't very knightly, but I don't have any armor or sword, so I think it's okay. Sorry about that. It's just... You love me, not as a friend. Not as a friend. You love me, and I'm not wearing armor, and I don't have a sword, and let's be honest, I'm a bit singed. And my hair... It's bad, isn't it? No, I know it's bad, because although I dodged, I didn't dodge fast enough, and she caught my hair, so... You love me with singed hair, no armor, and this hilt with a stub on it. I love you. And I promise you, I'm going to keep you safe, because you're mine. You're mine. Oh, no, I really do tell people that you're mine. Because you are. I just hadn't told you that yet. Yes, I did think about becoming a dark knight because, well, you liked me in the light armor. You might love me in the dark armor because I do look good in black. But, not so sure about the being evil. But the whole kidnapping you and keeping you to myself? Yeah, I could do that. I could totally... Totally do that. Am I going to get more armor? Of course, because I'm a knight. So I totally didn't become a knight to impress you. But I did kind of totally become a knight to impress you. And it worked, because you like the armor. You like the way my ass looked in... Oh, you just like my ass. So, it wasn't the knight thing. Okay. Armor's really uncomfortable. Really, really, really uncomfortable. And, I really should have known that armor wasn't dragonproof, because it was kind of comfortable. I mean, I had to break it in, but it was kind of bendy. Yeah, I totally got taken for a ride there. Bollocks. So, would you be okay with me not being a knight anymore? Because, yeah, armor's not really my thing. Also, I'm a bit clumsy. Yeah, you saw her about the sword. That was embarrassing. Yeah. To be honest, if it wasn't for the princess, we probably wouldn't have made it out of there. And I really hate to say that because she's so spoiled. But you know, I'm not a great knight. I'm just stupid in love with you. What am I going to do if I'm not a knight? Dunno. I mean, I do like adventuring. I just don't like wearing armor. It's a bit claustrophobic. It's very claustrophobic. That's why I always have my visor up. Team up. What, you and me? And go adventuring? Yes. I mean, let me just think about. Yes, I would love that. I would love that. So, yeah. Let's do that. If you want to do that, because I'm not a knight now. I'm just me. So what? What do you mean easier access? What's a can opener? Oh. Do you have a you have a can opener? Oh, so yeah. Really? No, I had no idea. I had. Wow, I really should have told you. I could have, you know, saved you being kidnapped by a dragon. No, she probably would have kidnapped you anyway because you are so shiny and so wonderful and you're you. And I love you. So would you like to go on a quest? Shit, we can't go on a quest. We don't have any equipment. And I don't have any money to buy equipment. What's that? Where'd you get that? You stole it from the dragon's hoard. You stole that. Wait, does this make you a rogue? Nice. It's really sexy. I mean, yeah, it is actually. That's a very big diamond. We could kit ourselves out, no problem. We could get horses, actual horses. We wouldn't have to walk everywhere. Although, I mean, walking's probably less annoying when you're not in armor. And if we walk, we could hold hands. Don't think you can hold hands when you're riding horses. We can try. So we should get ourselves to town so we can get kitted out and get horses and. Which way's town? That way. No, that way. No, that way. It's definitely that way. Oh, it's that way. Okay. So should we start walking? Why are you holding your arm out? Are you waiting to hitch a ride on a cart? There are no carts. Oh, you want to hold my hand? It's a good thing I'm not a knight anymore because I'm going to make a lot of unknightly noises because we're holding hands. Yes! Yay! So let's go to town. And then we can get kitted out and then we can go on an adventure and so yeah. What? Oh yeah, it's that way. I love you. What? Do I want to kiss you? Yes. I mean, yes. So now? Okay. I should warn you, I've never kissed anyone before because I've been in love with you forever and yeah. But I mean, I totally haven't practiced on my hand at all. Bollocks. So I might have. I'm just going to kiss you. So prepare to be kissed. I'm working up to it. You kiss me. I was going to kiss you, but you kiss me, and it was very nice. And yes. Sorry. I know I was an awful night. I was worst and so many unknightly noises. I love you. But if we keep kissing, we're never gonna make it to town, and I'm not in a rush. Nope. No rush. wait. You're rogue, which is great, but what am I? Because I'm not a knight anymore, and you're right. It's not important right now. Not at all important. Just kiss me. Mm. Oh. Very unknightly noises, and I am okay with that. Mm. I love you. Mm. Oh, I love you. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. That wasn't a dragon. That absolutely wasn't a dragon. That was a dragon, wasn't it? Yes. Of course it was. Of course it was. Bollocks!